Several explanations come to mind, along with lines from Alexander Pope. Why did I write? What sin to me unknown dipped me in ink, my parents or my own? And a certain wariness. Indeed, it could be that if you have to ask yourself why you write, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. In my experience, the best poems, and poems are what I know best, are those that take both author and reader by surprise. What looked as though it was going to be a poem about tomatoes turns out to be a portrait of your grandfather. I wrote this piece because I was invited to. It was a surprise to be asked. If it hadn't been, I probably wouldn't have gone straight to the keyboard. Similarly with reviews. It's fun to have to write 500 words by Friday on a book about seven poets eating a peacock. With poetry reviews, whether a pamphlet of haiku or a blank verse epic on the life of Nietzsche, there is an accompanying sense of good citizenship, of giving something back. This is the 100-meter sprinter taking a morning run to deliver the papers. It's not quite the main event, it's the warm-up. Poets do need to write prose. But why do they need to write poems? I have written plays, and that's self-evidently glamorous. The closest my poems have come to glamour is a reading at King's Place or a corner in the Spectator. Poetry makes no money in the known sense of the word. As for fame, even other writers will be hard-pressed to name a dozen contemporary poets. Yet the word poet does trail a few wisps of glory. Auden said that uttering it was the quickest way to clear a room, but it can prompt a kind of mystified respect. Mystery is certainly part of the art's attraction to me, the way it helps us see into the life of things. More pragmatically, it's a way of, as Howard Nemiroff put it, getting something right in the language. There is that craftsman-like satisfaction in seeing the job done, of solving the puzzle. Archibald MacLeish told Robert Frost that in writing his own poetry, he loaded himself with chains and tried to get out of them. Frost wondered if he had any readers at all, but we can see what MacLeish meant. So much of the pleasure lies in that audible click. Yeats, I think. And there must be pleasure, as George Herbert noted when he said, "I once more smell the dew and rain and relish versing." If you don't relish your versing, your reader is unlikely to. Why do I write poetry? It's not exactly for survival, although it has been that for some poets. Nor is it self-expression. That's the last thing it is. I write, I would say, because I'm driven to discover what's next. The next image, the next word, line, stanza. But what's coming in life, too? There is often something weirdly prophetic in poetry. It can feel like surfing a wave of occult knowledge alongside W.B. Yeats, Edwin Muir, Kathleen Rain, Peter Redgrove, James Merrill. Perhaps in the end, I write because I have read.